headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kate and Michelle with your 8am headlines. 5,000 partygoers will be able to get their illicit drugs tested at the Bush Doof Rabbit Eats Lettuce Festival, which begins today at the Southern Downs region. A team of analytical chemists from Canberra will work in a pill testing hub at the four-day festival, where they can take partygoer drugs and determine if the drugs are laced with dangerous chemicals or synthetic opioids. This is the first time this type of pill testing will be conducted in Queensland and a national first for multi-day festivals. Today, the Australian Capital Territory will have only gathered data from one-day events, including spilt milk and grooving in the moo.
In Rockhampton, there are calls for more investment in Auslan for the deaf community, with only one certified professional Auslan interpreter residing there currently. Rockhampton's only Auslan interpreter, Samantha Cranston, says the city is desperate for more interpreters to give people a choice of who represents them and improve access. Chief Impact Officer of Deaf Connect, Brent Phillips, says there is a national shortage of accredited Auslan interpreters and teachers across Australia, but the issue is particularly bad in regional and rural locations.
In national news, a migration amendment bill that could blacklist entire countries from being able to obtain visas to Australia has just been sent to a six-week Senate inquiry. Many migrant communities are worried that they'll be cut off from families, and the law could have the unintended consequences of driving people unable to lawfully travel with a visa to enter Australia. The law would enforce a jail sentence of 1 to 5 years and a possible fine in excess of $90,000 for any non-citizens who refuse to cooperate with a forced removal from Australia.
Anthony Albanese announces $1 million in funding to boost Australian-made solar panels in the new government program, Solar Sunshot. While Australians have the highest rate of solar panels in homes, only 1% of solar panels present in 1 in 3 households are produced locally. The Solar Sunshot program will facilitate production subsidies and grants to leverage Australia's position in the solar supply chain and ease the transition to sustainable energy sources.
In international news, Houthi militants in Yemen claim to have launched 6 drone and missile attacks on ships in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, as well as the city of Eilat in southern Israel. This is a part of an ongoing attack on Israel, US, and UK cargo operators since November last year in solidarity with the Palestinian people by the political and religious group. Since their attacks, major shipping companies have rerouted journeys through the Red Sea to a longer route around southern Africa. The disruption threatens layoffs to half of the 120 workers at the Eilat port due to economic losses.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Numbers 2, it's